At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Chiju Tami, the Eagle, your Chief Encouraging Officer, and welcome to my podcast, Unleash the Eagle Within You. This podcast is aimed at encouraging, equipping, and helping you unleash the inner strength and courage that lies within you. And today, we will be concluding on the mentality of the eagle. So this is my third episode today, and I wanted to recap on what I had already covered in the first two episodes. So my first episode, I introduced myself to you. I told you who I was, what I was, and why I started the podcast. I also introduced myself as the eagle, which I found that most people might think, what a bizarre thing to do. But there you go, there was a reason for that. One is my name means an eagle, but two is I wanted to introduce us to the mentality of an eagle. The reason why is because I feel that so many times we do not use what we have around us as lessons. We do not learn from nature. And I think that nature and the things around us and nature itself has been created or is there for us to use as our sounding board. It's there for us to use as a lesson to us. And I learn from everything. Trust me, I learn from everything. The other day I was walking down the park and I noticed this little snail that was hanging onto a tree. And then I stopped in my tracks and I was just studying that little snail and I was thinking, what does this symbolize? Or what is this telling me about life? And I'll come back to what that tells me, or maybe I'll share it a little bit. So basically, for me, I noticed it and I literally connected it to life. I wondered how so many of us are hanging onto things that we do not need to hang onto. I noticed that the snail was hanging onto the tree, but in fact, the snail could let go of that tree and just wander off into nature and have fun. And that's what so many of us are doing. We're hanging on to that tree. We're hanging on to that situation that we must learn to let go. Anyway, I will come back to the story of the snail and the tree later on. But first, what have I said so far about the eagle? I have, in the last episode, shared how the eagle flies alone. I reminded you that a lot of the times we start our journey and we want to go with everyone. We want to fly with all our friends, all our family. And I actually reminded you that the eagle flies alone at a very high altitude. So again, if you've got to fly, you've got to fly really high. And if you've got to soar, you can soar really high, just like the eagle. I also reminded us about having a clear vision. Now, this is even getting really, really important because the clearer the vision, the clearer the goal. The clearer the goal, the clearer the achievement you'll get. So again, everything is linked back to the vision, and that's what the eagle does. The eagle has a clear vision. The eagle sets on a target and reaches that target. So that was what the second one. And the third one was the eagle was fearless. I love this about this eagle. And the reason I love about being fearless is, oh my days, I was crippled in fear. I was crippled in fear. Everything was so scary for me. Before I started the podcast, it was scary. I sat on it for years. I remembered joining Rob Moore's podcast when he started. Yes, actually, I joined. I don't know if any of you follow Rob Moore, but he's the disruptor, I think, and he's amazing. And I remembered when he started the podcast and he was going to teach us, because I was part of his property community. And I remembered when he was teaching us about podcasting and how it was quite important to have your podcast. And I said to myself, oh my goodness, I really want to do this because I love to talk for days. And so I joined, but never did anything about it. I never did anything. And there we go. Rob's Moore's podcast, The Disruptor. If you've ever listened to it, it's amazing. It's so amazing. But he was fearless, but I couldn't get out of myself to produce just talking and expressing our views and sharing something that could benefit just one person. I was scared. And so the eagle teaches us to be fearless. And I'm charging you, my charge to you today is just be fearless. Go out there and do that you're so scared of, because that's when you actually come to your own. Number four is the eagles are tenacious. I spoke about this before. I told you how tenacious the eagle is, or eagles are. And they love the storm. Now, when I started to think about the eagle, I couldn't really settle into this one because I thought, I don't love the storm. I really don't love trouble. I can't do it. I'll run away. I love to run away from it. But I realized if I'm going to embody this eagle mentality, then I'm going to learn to be tenacious. I'm going to learn to love the storm. And my charge for you today is, do not run away from the storm. Because it's in the storm you find your strength, okay? And number five, we said, was the eagle never eats dead meat. Now, I don't like to eat anything that's not worth eating. But the eagle is so particular about what they consume. A lot of us are just consuming things and eating things that do not benefit us. And it's time we begin to be particular. And we need to be selective of what we're consuming and we're eating. Be it spiritually, mentally, physically, you need to begin to choose what you consume. Okay, now the new ones I'm going to share with you are, the first is number six, is eagles prepare for training. Okay, eagles prepare for training. Now, how can we use that to our own benefit? How can we learn to prepare for training like the eagle? Okay, they remove their feathers, the soft grass in the nest, so that how they prepare for training. Okay, the eagles will remove the feathers and in the soft grass and in the nest, so that the young ones get uncomfortable in preparation for flying. How cruel is that? So just imagine, a mother eagle wants to set her eagle to fly. And in order to do that, she would remove the feathers and remove the soft grass in the nest so that the young ones can get uncomfortable. How many of us get so comfortable in our present situation that we need to move? And in order for us to move, we need to get uncomfortable. Okay, we need to get uncomfortable with the situation that we're in. We need to begin to see that position is not right for us. So the eagles do this by removing the feathers, and then they get really uncomfortable, and eventually they fly. When it becomes unbearable to stay in the nest, they leave their comfort zone because there's no growth there. Oh my days. I love that. I love that so much. So many of us are sitting in positions, or we're staying in the same position that is so uncomfortable. We've got nudges, we've got intuitions that have told us so many times it's time to move. We've got inclinations, we've actually even got physical things reminding us that it is time to move from this place. But we're still very comfortable in that situation. We're still very comfortable in that position. And that's why it's time to prepare for training. We need to get so uncomfortable that we can no longer stay there. It's only in the discomfort that we will go out and grow. We were not made to be sat in one place. We were not created to be the same. We were created to expand and to grow. That's why we get born and then we grow and we eat, and when we grow and then we eat and then we grow. But have we noticed that as soon as we get to an adult age, we forget to grow. We forget that the growth is no more physical growth. The growth becomes spiritual growth. It becomes mental growth. It becomes a psychological growth. It becomes even a social growth. But we've got to grow. We can no longer continue to stay in that same position. We've got to prepare for training and we've got to grow. And to grow, you've got to ask yourself several questions. Where do I want to go? How am I going to get there? Maybe not the how so much, but start with, where do I want to go? What do I want? What do I really want? You know, that question is so easy, but it's the hardest question ever. Because not everyone knows what they want. And sometimes we forget what we want because we let the situation that we're in dictate what we want. So we must begin to ask ourselves questions. What do I want? What is it that I want? What do I truly want? What does my soul crave for? What is my spirit asking me to do? What do I want? What do I want? We need to begin to have a deep search within ourselves, because it's only there we're going to find the answers. We can't find anything outside of ourselves. We can never find anything outside of ourselves. We've been created and everything is inside of us. It brings me back to the story in the Bible that says you should search, seek, and you'll find. And then I wondered, where do you seek? When you start seeking for something, you don't seek outside. So let's use an analogy of you've lost your keys, by the way. And you're trying to get out of the house, but you can't find your keys. Maybe your car keys. And you're trying to drive out of the house. You're trying to go somewhere. What do you do in that instance? You start to think, where last did I put my keys? Now, you know for a fact that you've driven the car home. So the car is parked in a driveway. So you can see it that it's parked in a driveway. You know for a fact that you've closed it and you've locked the car and you've walked into the house. So you can for a fact know that the keys must be in the house. So what do? You begin to search for the key in the house. There's no way you're looking for a key and then you decide to go outside, or, oh, I think I've left it in Tesco's. It cannot be in Tesco's because it's parked right in front of your house. It cannot be in a shop because it's parked right in front of your house. Or you wonder, maybe I left it on the road. No, it cannot be on the road or at the top of the road because you've parked the car right in front of your house. So where do you find the keys? You begin to find the keys inside the house. You search under the chairs. You search in your kitchen, if you're like me. You search your fridge, if you're like me. You search everywhere. You search under the chairs. You search under your pillows. You begin to search in your house. And that's what so many of us need to begin to do. Search in the house. Where is the house? Yourself. You're the first home you live in. Your body, your mind, your soul, it's the first home you live in. We know we've got this idea that a home must be a brick and mortar house. No. A home is created inside of us first. And so we need to begin to get comfortable within ourselves, knowing that we are first a home, we're first our house, and so everything we search must start from the inside. Okay, so just to remind you, the eagle prepares for training. What training are you preparing for today? Where do you want to go to? And then prepare for that. All right. The next one I wanted to share was the ego possesses vitality. Oh, I love that. You know, we hear the word vitality, vitality all the time. I mean, there's vitality supplements. But the ego possesses that. It reminds me that we all possess vitality within us. We all do. If we only begin to see the beauty that we are, if we only begin to see that we possess, we'll begin to see the vitality in us. When the ego grows old, the feathers become weak and cannot take him as far and as high as it should. And so the eagle begins to find a way to renew that. The eagle begins to renew its vitality. So after 40 years, the eagle sheds its feathers sometimes. They go up, they take a break, they soar into a mountain, and they stay there, and they shed those old feathers. Once they shed the old feathers, they begin to grow new ones. And those are the key things that we must realize about. Sometimes we need to find that vitality in us again. Yes, we might feel tired and run down. We might feel like we are on, we're literally running out of gas. But how much time do you take for yourself to just shed that old feathers off? How much time do you take for yourself to just go and renew your mind, renew your strength, and grow in vitality again? How do we do that? Do we do that? And if we do, how are we doing it? So I guess that's the question for us today is, how do I begin to grow in vitality? How do I begin to find that time when I'm getting old and tired in my thoughts and begin to shed those tired thoughts away, those feathers, those dead feathers that we need to get rid of? You know, the good thing about the situation with the eagle is the eagle shows you that no matter how old you are, you can still renew your strength. But us as humans, we start to think, as I get older, I haven't got any more strength. I can't shed those old feathers. No, you can. And you should. You're only as old as you think. Okay? You're only as old as you agree that you're old. So that we need to change our mentality about things. That brings me to kind of round up about why I chose the eagle for us and why I wanted to discuss about the eagle. It's all about the mentality. It's all about the mindset. What mindset have we got? Everything begins and starts in our mind. The mind is the most powerful tool that we possess, yet it's the most unused tool. The mind is not being used as much as it should. Can you imagine the power that you possess inside of you? Can you imagine what your mind can do if only you begin to work on your mentality, on your mindset? And I'm charging you today to take all of the things that I've shared with you about an eagle and begin to embody it. Because my podcast is to charge us to be eagles. And I want us to begin to think like eagles, begin to think that we're meant to soar high. We're not meant to be chickens and pigeons. Eagles don't fly with pigeons. Eagles fly above the clouds. They're excited to go through challenges. They don't run from challenges. And those are my charge to you today. They run towards the challenge. Eagles have excellent vision. We need to have clear vision and goals. Where are we going? And have concentration. Stay focused on our dreams. Those are the things that we are taking away from this. We need to focus, have a laser focus. Do you know what we can do with a laser focus to keep focusing? Stop wasting our energy and time on the past. I know so much how hard it is to let go of the past. I lived in my past for so long. I allowed my past to define me. But one day I said that was enough. I woke up and I said, that's enough. My past can no longer define me. I am going to decide and I'm going to choose my. And I've decided to choose that my past can no longer define me. I don't care what happened in the past. I don't care what I had done in the past. I first accepted that I may have made a lot of mistakes in the past, but they were mistakes and they were the past. And I'm charging ahead to the future and I'm going to create the future I want. And that's what we need to begin to think. What future am I creating? What future do I want? I don't care how old you might be listening to this podcast. You are not cancelled. You are not over. There's nothing about you that's over. As long as you can hear this podcast, you've got a bright future ahead of you. And that's what you need to begin to focus on. Focus on the future. Focus on where you're going. Forget what has happened. Forget who did what. Forget who did what to you. Yes, it is hard. And I am not minimizing it in any way. I'm not minimizing what we could have been through. We've all been through a lot. And I will share my past maybe in the coming episode and how I got over certain things. One of it was fear. The fear to just be heard. Can you imagine how beautiful my voice is? I'm just only joking, but I literally thought I sounded like a frog. I allowed the fear of judgment to hold me back from even sharing this message with you. I allowed the fear of what will people say? That girl from East London, what is she doing? If you don't know, I'm you know, from East London. East Londoner. But exactly, it is that a lot of the times we assume things. We let ourselves live in our heads with our thoughts. And that's why we need to begin to create our thoughts, because our thoughts can be managed and controlled. I don't like to use the word control, but we can master our thoughts. Okay, and I'll share that with you in the coming episode. I've got so much to share with you. But we need to stop wasting our energies on the wrong things and the past. Eagles train hard. That's where we need to train. We need to change our attitude. I'm learning that I need to begin to train hard. And I'm sharing this with you because it's in sharing and in charge of how hard we need to train that we begin to encourage each other. Remember, this podcast is to encourage you. I'm not here to judge you. No, I'm here to encourage you that we need to begin to train hard. I love the mother eagles. They made the children so uncomfortable. And that's what we need. I'm trying to get you to get uncomfortable with the situation that you presently are and get flying again. There's nothing happening in the comfort zone. Nothing happens in the comfort zone. If you find yourself feeling very comfortable, trust me, you're not growing. That's an indication that you need to get uncomfortable. You need to get uncomfortable. If you find that you're suddenly so comfortable in that job, then you're not growing in that job. If you find that you're so comfortable in that present situation that you're in, oh, it's just comfortable. You are not growing. And what did I say earlier on? We were created to grow. We were made to continue to grow. Yes, we stop physically growing at a certain age, but we continue to grow mentally. We continue to grow psychologically. We continue to grow spiritually. And that's where the growth matters, because these are all internal jobs. These are all things that we do on the inside. You see, a lot of us focus on the outside, and that's the biggest mistake. We focus on outside, how we look on the outside and how we grow our hair, our nails. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It's amazing. I love that. I love when I see people looking nice and taking care of, because we're supposed to do that, take care of ourselves. But there's a bigger job that we're meant to do. And that big job is to take care of the inside. And it all starts in the mind. Our mind is the powerhouse. It's the powerhouse and it's the engine room of our lives. That's where this whole thing begins. You can imagine a car. And the car is got a whole, you know, the body of the car. But there's something inside of the car that makes the car move. That thing inside of the car represents your mind. Our mind, it's the engine room of our lives. And that's where we begin this journey of becoming an eagle. It all starts in the mind. What are we thinking? What are our conscious and unconscious, subconscious mind doing? We need to get familiar with the inside. Focus on the inside. What are we thinking on a daily basis? What is our dominant thought? How am I feeling every day? What is the dominant feeling? What is our dominant emotion? What is that emotion that we constantly have? Is it anger? Is it fear? Is it worry? What is that dominant emotion? Identify it and begin to work on it. I'm here to help you, and I'm here to work to speak to you a lot about your mindset. I'm here to work with you about the power of your mind, to unleash that power, because that's where the inner strength is. Remember when I said that the podcast is about encouraging you, right? And saying helping you to unleash your inner strength and courage within you. That's all in your mind. That's where we're going to work from. We're going to start from the inside, on the top of our heads, inside our mind. That's where the inner work is. All right? And so, as I round up today, I hope to be with you in a couple of weeks again as I leave and create this podcast every 2 weeks. And yes, I love you so much. I got a webinar coming up. It's called The Mind Spa. It's an amazing webinar. It's free. If you're following me, please follow me on social media. I'm on Instagram as Ugo_ChijuTommy on Instagram, so that you can connect with me. I'd love to connect with you. Please send me a message. If you've listened to this and I don't know you, if you're not my mom who listens, or my family, or my, you know, in-law, my sister-in-law who is always listening. But if you're new and you've heard this, please send me a message. I'd love to connect with you. I'd love to connect with you. I'd also love to hear your feedback. Okay, so send me a message. Send me a message on Instagram. You can DM me. I'm on Instagram. It's Ugo_ChijuTommy. I can spell that for you. It's ChijuTommy. I'd love to connect with you. I'm here to serve you. I'm here to serve you. Okay. So if you've got any questions for me at all, let me know. All right. I hope I have made justice with why we all, you know, explaining why we all need to be like eagles. I'm going to go into it further about how we can begin to embody this eagle mentality and how we can begin to soar even higher. Now, if you're ready to soar like me, right, if you're ready to go into the next phase, if you're ready to soar into the highest altitude, if you're ready to be the best version of yourself, if you're ready to be more, to do more and to have more, if you're ready to excel, if you're ready to fly, if you're ready to be happy, if you're ready to take charge, if you're ready to be all that you were created to be, then stay tuned, all right? I'm going to take us through it. So again, I've got a free webinar coming up on the 21st of May, and it's called The Mind Spa. Please sign up. I will have the link on my bio, on my Instagram page, so you can sign up. It's free. It is going to be an amazing time, okay? It is going to be a time where I could explore even more on the power of your mind, the power of who you are, showing you that divinity and the strength that you possess, showing you all that you were meant to be, all right? Again, thank you so much for having me. I am Ugo Chijutami, your eagle, the eagle, your chief encouraging officer. And my mandate is to transform lives by helping people discover who they are, their true purpose, what they are, and why they are, so that they can begin to unleash the eagle within them. I believe that we are all created, I believe that we're all eagles, and then we've been created to fly like eagles and to do more. Okay, I am a life coach, a life purpose coach, an integrative practitioner, a psychodynamic therapist in training, and I am also an NLP, that's neuro-linguistic programming therapist, and EFT practitioner, which is emotional freedom technique. All right, so you can always find me on social media. I'm also you can find me on Instagram. I love Instagram. You can also find me on Facebook. I'm on Facebook. I'm quite active on Facebook as well. I've got a group called Unleash the Eagle Within You group. So look out for my group, my page. You can join our group. I'll always share content there. And you can also find me on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn as Ugo Chijutami. So let me recap. I'm on Instagram as Ugo_Chijutami. On Facebook, I am Ugo Chijutami. And on LinkedIn, I am Ugo Chijutami. Reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you. Until we meet again, thank you very much for today. I sure hope you are able to get one or two things from today's episode. Let me know your thoughts. Leave me a review. Leave me a message. Until next time, I remain your chief encouraging officer, Ugo. I love you so much. Stay blessed. Stay encouraged. Bye for now.